Section 3b, the pet trade. Many exotic animals kept as pets, such as parrots and lizards, are illegally taken from the wild and exported abroad. Most of these species are endangered because of the large number of individuals caught. If the animals are already at risk from other threats, such as habitat loss, then trapping for the pet trade further impacts their numbers. Primates in the pet trade. Many primates species are targeted by the pet trade. This mostly affects the small primates such as the tamarans, capuchins and squirrel monkeys. This particularly affects the tamarans as their populations are already decreasing due to the deforestation and fragmentation occurring in the Atlantic rainforest. One primate whose numbers have dropped due to the pet trade is the slow loris. Videos on social media of them being tickled has led to huge demand for them as pets. However, they are have a 90% death rate in transit and the slow loris is in fact venomous. To prevent their future owner being bitten, the front teeth of the slow loris are pulled out, often with no anesthetic. Parrots in the pet trade. Parrots such as macaws are the largest species of parrots and come from the rainforests of South America. Due to their bright colors, they make attractive yet highly unsuitable pets. They are noisy, destructive and have the intelligence of a 3-year-old human and can live well into their 70s. It is not only macaws that are caught, Amazon parrots and African greys are also caught due to their smaller size. Reptiles in the pet trade. Many reptiles are sold as pets after being taken out of the wild and demand for most of the species can only be supplied by individuals from the wild. These animals are very difficult and expensive to look after, as they require a large amount of specialized equipment. Many snakes are also captured from the wild and then sold as pets as well as tortoises and terrapins. Fish and coral in the pet trade. Marine, saltwater, fish are taken from the wild to sell as pets as well as coral being sold to pet shops around the world. It is estimated that 25 to 30 million fish are taken from coral reefs alone and 90% of the fish caught die in transit. Freshwater fish are also affected by the pet trade but not as much as marine fish.